Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A federal watchdog agency has found that the government is underpaying millions of workers receiving unemployment benefits through a special pandemic relief program. The Government Accountability Office also said in its report Monday that the Labor Department has inaccurately reported the number of people who filed jobless claims every week since the pandemic began. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, let's go big picture first. So the GAO saying the Labor Department has published this flawed data in its weekly unemployment report. This is what lawmakers and investors rely on. So we're undercounting the unemployed, it sounds like. How did this happen, and what's the impact?
Well, it speaks to how instantly the economy just really fell off a cliff within a few days and how volatile everything became. Reporting, the system, I mean, the bond markets. The weekly reporting, kind of on a mundane level for states, it already could inadequately count case backlogs. And simultaneously, this report observed that people who filed multiple counts inflated state unemployment numbers. And so one laid off worker who waited a month to file a claim might have been counted as four people once, you know, the application was finally digested by the system. And if you step back from all of that gets amplified when everyone is holding their breath, waiting for these weekly Labor Department statistics.
Oh, so I just want to be clear. Are you saying not just undercounting, but maybe overcounting?
Yeah, it happened in both ways. And that's why it gives grist to kind of critics that are saying that it's a wasteful process, we should starve it of money, and others that are saying people are not getting adequately compensated.
Yeah. And by the way, the GAO is asking the Labor Department to revise the numbers. Is that possible?
I think it's a bit like herding cats. I mean, going back and double, triple checking state by state. The Labor Department, for its part, it's pushing back. I mean, even if we weren't between presidential administrations, these state unemployment offices, you guys have covered it, they're already overwhelmed with the task at hand. The GAO wants the Labor Department to correct the data. Hundreds of billions of dollars are at stake. But for whatever it's worth, the department has only, what, quote, partially agreed to a recommendation to use state data more accurately.
Well, but what about individuals? Many states, the GAO says, are underpaying people who applied for benefits under a federal program that helps gig workers and people who are self-employed. Many are only getting the minimum amount instead of what they'd qualify for based on their previous pay. So are people going to get that money that's owed to them?
The striking stat here is that the average weekly payout under the special pandemic unemployment assistance program, which you point out is key aid for gig workers, that's below the poverty line in 70% of states, according to the reported data. And so that is hugely problematic and that a lot of people are getting short shrifted.
Well, but what do you think? I mean, will there be some back pay on that?
Yeah, the GAO said the states are obligated to pay out the full amount that is owed with the greatest promptness that is administratively feasible. And that just leaves a lot of gray area, I think, over the next several months.
And very briefly, Robin, while we have it, we know that we've mentioned elsewhere, members of Congress came out today with that proposal for pandemic relief. It's much more than Republicans wanted, much less than Democrats wanted. Do you think these findings could affect the relief that goes forward?
I just think it's marginal. It's on the margin data. This is a $908 billion stopgap to a Biden administration, these lawmakers are saying, with no direct payment. And I'm not sure it goes the distance, even in this environment, with kind of the lame duck White House and Congress.
Got to hold up there. Robin Farzad of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.